You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Coming up in about an hour and a half or so, we'll get the stop,
by the way.
We're up.
France, Spain, back to France.
Oh, that's right.
Then Italy.
That's right. So three countries, but four different stops within the countries.
Yes, because he went to the south of France, the French Riviera, as they call it.
That's right. And not the French Riviera in Disney, the actual French Riviera. We'll get the whole Evan extravaganza. He's foaming at the mouth to do David Wright, the whole thing. Tommy's going to give us his next moment in the 5:30 to 6 o'clock window this evening, on his favorite David Wright moments as we continue to count down. By the way, I mean, we've gone back and forth on whether that was a real tweet, a deleted tweet, the fake tweet, the Lindor Wright stuff. Mm. That's still picking up steam, whether he'll be named captain on Saturday as well. Okay, we started the show. If you're just joining us, welcome in, talking about Russell Wilson and the excitement level for Giants football and whether Russell Wilson, all these public appearances and whatnot, it's now time for football. Are you into this? Are you pumped up? Do you think he'll be the answer? When will Jackson Dart play? Jet fans, Aaron Glenn is here. The Justin Fields era has begun. And yet, a lot of Jet fans aren't as excited about the season as they should be. We've talked about it. Keep calling 888-808-1019. SNY, though, is joining us now. And I'm going to say this. We love SNY. Every day, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern time, SNY. I think they were nervy. I think they had some nerve. They have put out a New York Athletes Right Now list. Good week to do it. And mm-hmm. I think we did this last year, and I remember liking it more than I liked it this year. Top 10 athletes right now, New York. Number one and number two, I think, are not debatable.
Of course. We had this exact debate. We had a vote inside the halls of WFAN, and Aaron Judge won the debate.
Yes.
King Aaron Judge.
And
won the debate.
Real quickly, as I talk about this, if you want to go to Twitter, I just reposted this at Sean Morash. SNY TV has it on their Twitter. King Aaron Judge is number one. Mm-hmm. Jalen Brunson is number two. Easy peasy. They agree with us. They agree with society. There is one king of New York, and he's number one, and he's King Aaron Judge, and Jalen Brunson's number two. Tommy, you agree with the list so far?
No, but let's continue on.
All right, so before we discuss why they had some nerve and where they went wrong, and maybe Tiki disagrees with me, maybe Tommy disagrees with me, I'm just going to rip through the list real quick. Number three is Francisco Lindor. Number four is Juan Soto. Number five is Karl-Anthony Towns. Number six is Pete Alonso. Number seven is Garrett Wilson. Number eight is Malik Nabers. Number nine is Sabrina Ionescu from the New York Liberty. And number 10 is Sexy Dexy Dexter Lawrence. Now, Tommy, maybe you are more equipped to answer this question. Before I give a fair commentary, I need to know this answer. And maybe somebody working at SNY could tell you this. Did hockey not count when putting together this list?
I think they took it under consideration, right, and they realized, why would we put any hockey player on this list? None are deserving.
Okay.
Who would be deserving?
Right off the bat, Igor Shesterkin absolutely belongs on this list.
He was honorable mention, by the way.
Oh, there's honorable mentions? I didn't see that.
On SNY TV online. You can find it. SNY.TV. All right.
Jack Hughes an honorable mention?
He is not. The honorable mentions are Igor Shesterkin.
Okay.
Breonna Stewart.
Okay.
Max Fried.
All right.
Edwin Diaz.
Good one.
And Sauce Gardner.
Sauce Gardner was the other big omission I was going to make. All right. So, Tiki, my biggest issues, and I'll let you tee off. First and foremost, Dexter Lawrence is number 10 on this list.
Right. He's the best football player on the list.
How the hell?
Now, with that being said, I'll give a pass only because he got hurt.
I understand that pass. Then don't have him on the list. Like, Gerrit Cole is out all this year.
Hmm.
He's not on the list because
he's
hurt.
Yeah, but he had a really good season, and it was only... Didn't he make All-Pro even despite...
Yeah.
Missing, what, four games, three games, whatever it was.
There's a little more of his Thanksgiving
but
on.
But he's still going to be back. So he's still part of... I get it. I can give them a pass on that, why he's low on this list. But he is the best football player on the list.
No doubt about it. So Dexter Lawrence at 10, when Garrett Wilson's at 7. Mm. If we're just doing the football thing's a joke, I got no issue with Sabrina Ionescu, although I think Breonna Stewart was actually more integral, but whatever, you know, potato, potato. Karl Anthony Towns at 5.
At the very least, he should be the highest he should be is in this current list is 10.
Yes. Okay. I'm glad you said it. I don't think this is a knock on Karl Anthony Towns, but when you're ranking all of these players, Sauce Gardner, for all his warts that people want to scream about, is a better player in New York at football than Karl Anthony Towns is at basketball. Igor Shesterkin is a better player at hockey in this town than Karl Anthony Towns is at basketball. And again, this is not a knock on Karl Anthony Towns, who is probably underappreciated here.
Yeah, he's just not.
I'm just being real.
He just shouldn't be on the list.
Could you
top 10 on the list.
Could you imagine thinking that New York athletes right now, Karl Anthony Towns is 5 spots better than Dexter Lawrence?
I mean, he had a good season. They obviously got to the Eastern Conference Finals, something they haven't done in a long time. What, 25 years? Whatever it was. He is one of the best big bigs that shoots from range in the NBA. 24 points a game, 12 rebounds. I mean, he was kind of a stud.
Yes, he was a stud.
I get why they put him there.
I just think five's elite, man.
This is more the emotional test than the eye test.
Yeah, no doubt.
You don't feel that way about him. You don't feel like he's a top player. But statistically, he is.
But this is where I would say, if you're really doing a list like this and you want to be real about it, NBA players have the ball in their hands with more opportunity to put up statistical analysis stuff than some of the other things that we've talked about, whether it's a goalie in hockey or Dexter Lawrence playing defensive tackle in football or a cornerback like Sauce Gardner doesn't get targeted that many times. Like, I think you have the great things on a curve.
Right. That's why Sauce is honorable mention.
Yes. Okay.
Because he doesn't have the stats.
Now, I... 3 Mets inside the top 6. I know you're the Mets network. And I would put Lindor 3, by the way. I would. Soto, okay. You know what? I love Soto. We all love Pete.
Mm.
We all love Pete.
Okay, what other... Because you want another Yankee in here. What other Yankee we could potentially even...
This is going to shock...
Creed is the only one.
This is going to shock you. My fight right now is not with the Yankees.
Okay.
I agree. Because if I was listing Mets and Yankees...
Only Yankee would be King Judge.
I would only put King Judge. Okay. Stanton has been out all year. And I, you know what? You know, he was clutch last year. Fine.
Yep. Jazz is relatively... He was hurt a little bit.
And you know what? If Weaver didn't hit the skids and didn't get hurt... Like, if that's where I would kind of say, you know what? Luke Weaver should probably be top 10. I'd put him ahead of Diaz. But I am not going to scream and yell about that.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest. 3 Mets and 1 Yankee makes sense on this list. But I don't think Pete Alonso is a better New York athlete than Dexter Lawrence, Malik Nabers, or Garrett Wilson, or Sauce Gardner.
Hmm.
I think Pete is more in that 9-10 range. And we love Pete.
Even this season, after this MVP quality season that he's having.
Yes. And I think that we're punishing the football players for being on crappy teams and not appreciating that.
Well, it's also
they're on a 53-man roster.
And it's also out of season.
Yes.
We're not even even thinking about them. The timeliness of it. I mean, Garrett Wilson probably only made this because he just got broke off. Making $130 million.
But come on, man. If you're being real, in the world of baseball, in the world of football, I'm going to just keep going the guy they left out. Pete Alonso's better at baseball and Sauce Gardner's better at football in this town. We're punishing the football players because their teams stink. They are on a roster double the size with more going on. I don't like it. SMY, I know Pete's your guy. Three Mets in the top six. Carl Anthony Towns at five. Nervy. Very nervy. So, what do you have any gripes here?
No, I mean, all I want is Dex. To me, Dexter Lawrence should be top five on this list. He's one of the best big men in all of football. He is. I'm trying to think what are the D tackles? Because Aaron Donald is retired.
Yeah, Chris Jones of the Chiefs.
Chris Jones. So it's Chris Jones and Dexter Lawrence.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, maybe the better way to look at that with Dexter Lawrence. Do we all agree?
He's a monster.
Do we all agree Dexter Lawrence is probably ending up in Canton?
If he continues to play at this level, yes.
Okay. I don't know about Nate. It's too early for Neighbors.
Too
Wilson.
Early for Neighbors. Wilson as well. Pete
Carl
Alonso.
Pete Alonso is going to be a tricky one.
It's a hike. He's got a lot to do.
Lot to do.
Lot to do. Cat is not.
Not. So
Juan Soto, probably.
I think Soto, Lindor, Brunson, and Judge end up in the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
I do believe that. Now, look, the Basketball Hall of Fame is a lot easier to get into.
Well, because it's contributions.
Yes.
To the game.
So that's where I would start with the list and go.
I would still say Brunson's got a lot. He's got to accomplish a lot.
He does, but at least he's on the trajectory.
True, but I mean.
Okay, but even if I take the Hall of Fame argument, we know right now that he's the number two guy. If I start a list and I just blindly say, hey, who could I rip off who's playing in this town right now that I think definitively right now is going to the Hall of Fame? I think eventually Brunson will get there. Judge, King Judge, Lindor, I do think will get there. Soto, I do think will get there. And I think Dexter Lawrence is that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Carl Anthony Towns maybe get there because it's basketball and the contributions, but come on.
And then for the wide receivers, the reason it's hard to predict it, it's too early, and you got to put up stupid numbers.
Yeah.
What's his name down in Tampa? Mike.
Mike Evans.
Mike Evans. Mike Evans is a borderline Hall of Famer. Like, people haven't been convinced that he's going to be a Hall of Famer, yet he's had 11 straight seasons of 1,000 yards, which is an NFL record, to start his career. Jerry Rice had one more season, but Jerry didn't have one to start. He didn't start his career with 1,000 yards. And that's Mike Evans.
That's Mike Evans, yeah.
And so Garrett Wilson and Malik Nabers, they're going to do that every year another 8 years?
We lived in this town with Odell Beckham Jr., who was doing things we never saw a wide receiver do before in this town.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to the Hall of Fame.
Of course not.
And we thought he was going to the Hall of Fame when he was a Giant. So I'm with you. That's why I'm not putting those guys there
wide
yet.
Receivers are hard.
So I think we've come to the determination. Dexter Lawrence is the biggest omission. And this is where Positive Tommy has to step up to the microphone and hit the podium here. He's a Met and Giant fan.
Yep.
And a Knicks fan.
And a Knicks fan.
So these are my children on
Carl
this list.
Carl Anthony Towns, uh-huh. Pete Alonso, uh-huh. Dexter Lawrence. How would you rank them right now?
Of those three, Dex has got to be on the top. He has to be.
Tiki, don't peer pressure him. I got to get answer. You're right. But this fool, let him be a fool.
It's Dexter Lawrence,
Pete
Alonso,
and Cat. Yeah.
Okay.
I would agree with that.
Good answer.
Now, we could put them wherever we want on the board, but if you had those three, I think they should be ordered in that way. I mean, Dexter Lawrence is one of the best players in the NFL.
Yes.
So he should be top five on this list.
So how did he get to 10? Is it because he got hurt at the end of the year?
That's the only thing I can say.
Who made this list at SMY? I want answers now.
I love Malik. He should not be ahead of Dexter
Lawrence. Who did? Is this Joe DiMeo again? Joe DiMeo make this list?
I would assume it was a panel of SNL folks.
It seems like it's a panel of SNL folks.
Actually, did I say SNL? I apologize.
I meant SNL.
I think we screamed last year about who put this together.
SNY staff. SNY staff cast ballots to rank the top 10 New York athletes right now. To be considered for the list, the player must have already played for a New York team, meaning newly signed players are not eligible.
Right.
Additionally, if a player has played sparingly since coming to New York or missed most or all of this season, thus explaining Gerrit Cole, he is not included in the ranking. how a player has performed most recently had the biggest impact on his or her placement on the list.
So the NBA playoff run and the baseball season is the bias here.
Yes.
That's why. And that's a little caveat to throw in there. That's a disgrace. It's an absolute disgrace. And I forgot about Artemi Panarin, too, who's better than Pete Alonso.
Calm down. We're lucky we get one hockey player on there. You want three or four?
I'm just saying.
Just be happy as Shesterkin is an honorable mention.
That's exactly a problem here.
And Hughes is better than Panarin. So I know you don't like the Devils.
Hurt. Well, he was hurt at the end.
He was hurt because he's 3 feet tall and gets pushed around all the time.
I thought you'd have more of an issue with is Garrett Wilson on this. Yeah, Garrett Wilson should be in the top 10. I don't know about seven. But,
so here is the next problem. Tommy, thank you. My closing thoughts. We made the main issues here. Garrett Wilson's not better than Malik Nabers.
Yeah, but he's more accomplished, though.
Okay.
He's had more time in the NFL. He's got better numbers, obviously, because he's got more numbers. So I think that's where you put Garrett.
It's
over
only because Malik is 1 year.
Right. All right.
It's a 1 year. Man, that kid was really good. Let's see what else he can do. And he also missed, three games?
Yeah.
Three
games? He was drafted in a higher draft ranked than Garrett Wilson was, and I love Garrett Wilson. Jet fans, you know what? This isn't sensitive. You just sound like Malik Nabers is a better wide receiver. The fact that you put Garrett Wilson ahead.
Malik Nabers also got a ton of targets.
He did. But if you asked a
Garrett
Jet
Wilson
fan,
had Aaron Rodgers doing Aaron Rodgers things to him.
If Muji was offered today and finances notwithstanding, hey, Giants are willing to trade you Malik Nabers straight up for Garrett Wilson, is he making the deal?
Of course.
Thank you. So SMY, come on. I know you got Jets pre and post. Okay, we love you, SMY.
Well, I think you're accusing them of a bias.
Staff. I think their staff has a bias, yes.
Well, I mean, they put the king number one. I mean, they gave you that one. That's debatable.
I need Connor Rogers, Connor Hughes, little Joe DeMeo, James Ward. They need to speak for their answers.
Many Connors have they got?
A lot.
We need Yastrzemski. We need
Connor
Prusky.
Network. Yeah. Oh, yeah, CeeLo and JJ.
Sal's
another one.
Sal clearly did not vote because Juan Soto would be one.
He only counts for one person.
Yeah, but he might have, stuffed the ballot with other votes.
He would have bought votes.
Correct. Yeah, you swindled a few.
We'll go back to your football calls, but if you have thoughts on the SMY Top 10 New York Athletes Right Now list, right now.
I feel like you were very critical of Igor throughout the season. Now you clutch your pearls.
I feel the same way.
Critical of Aaron Judge in October.
I don't understand your Igor fandom right now. I'm confused by it. I don't know if you hate him or you just thought he was...
I hate him. No.
Or you love him or... Circumstances were bad or the defense was terrible.
No.
I think the phrase was he'll never be Henrik Lundqvist.
Right.
I could be paraphrasing.
No, Miller's he not won't doing be. His job, so he's too many shots going on goal.
You're right, guys. But why am I critical on him?
I don't know.
Of him as a top 10 athlete
in
New York.
He's paid like one.
So I don't do the thing Tommy does where everything's great at all times. I crushed Aaron Judge in October. I still think he's number one. I still think he's king. I crush Igor Shesterkin nonstop. I still think he's a top 10 athlete in New York. Malik Nabers, there were times he dropped balls, so he was going nuts. I still think he's better than Garrett
Wilson.
Because
he was a rookie.
Right, and rookies suck. I just, when a guy I view in the top 10, I'm going to be more critical of when things go wrong.
Of someone who has high expectations, they're going to be there.
No doubt about it. 888-808-1019. Anthony in Bridgewater. Anthony, what's up?
Sean. You're on the wrong side of this one. Yesterday, I agree with you with the swing stuff.
Uh-huh.
You're off on this one.
Why?
First off, to be a star, Sean, like a legitimate star in New York, you have to play at the biggest stage. The Jets and the Giants haven't even made anywhere near a stage the last couple of years.
But okay, remember, Alonzo's different sport, dude.
What does it mean, different sport? They haven't won in anything. Different
but that, sport. But the, Carl but Kyle's the sport. Year, hold on, Anthony. The sport of football, whether you like it or not, a lot of it is based on an offense scoring points and a quarterback going up the field. I'm arguing for a guy that plays on the defensive side of the field that dominates, that can't control half the game.
Yeah, I know that, but I think part of also being a star, you're also talking about guys who have had playoff success, thrilling moments in last year compared to a defensive tackle, defensive end, who's coming from a 4-3 win team last year.
Anthony, hold on. This is where I'm going to call out BS, because you sound like a good Met fan, and I see your tagline is you think Pete Alonso should be on it over these Giants, correct? I just want to make sure. I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Pete Alonso and I hit one of the biggest home runs in the history of the Mets last year.
But Anthony, you're right. Here's the issue.
But that's a moment. That's not a consistency.
Moment. 3 years ago, when this list would have came out, you would have still made the case as a Met fan that Pete Alonso deserves to be higher, even though they weren't playing big games, correct? You're using correct. That now to pad your Alonso argument when you would have made the same argument 3 years ago. We know I met fans over Alonso.
I'm using it to solidify it because even this year, he's still having a great year.
And who is a better player in their sport, Dexter Lawrence or Pete Alonso?
This says top 10 stars.
No, it doesn't. Top 10 New York athletes right now.
Yes.
It does not say top 10 stars. It doesn't say top 10 athletes that have had the most clutch moments in the last year. It does not say top 10 moments where athletes with the best playoff resume.
Dexter Lawrence hasn't had the ability to have clutch moments.
It's the top 10 New York athletes right now. SMY made the list. Don't get mad at me. I guess you are mad at me because I hate their list. But you know what I mean? Dexter Lawrence is a better top 10 New York athlete right now than Pete Alonso.
All I know is the Mets have the most players on this list.
Yeah, you know what? That's right.
All right, what are you going to call out a bias now again?
No,
you're
going to
get after Joe Mayo and Connor.
They're just familiar to SMY. It's all good.
If you're just tuning in right now and hear the doofy words coming out of Tommy's mouth, I admitted I think 3 Mets should be on here and only 1 Yankee. Mm-hmm. I admitted that. What I am saying, though, Tommy, is remember this. If the Mets do not end up in a World Series, I don't want to hear that you face the Dodgers, and how could you be expected to face the Dodgers?
Because of a list that SMY put out.
You got 3
of the
top 6 athletes right now in New York. I mean, I just heard that you got to be playing big in these big moments.
Right.
Man, if you have 3 of the top 6 win...
SNY inadvertently just put a ton of pressure on Pete Alonso, Juan Soto, and Francisco Lindor.
Yeah. By the way, where's Brandon Nimmo? I mean, a Fab Four. It should be the top 10.
No, Biggie.
The Mets, look, when you have double the amount of teams than any other city does in all the sports, and... And that whole list, 3 of the top 6 are players on the New York Mets. That's a team better be in the World Series. I don't want to hear any excuses.
He's got a point there, Tommy.
I'm trying to think. Like, is
you're
there...
trying to think. I see you. You're like, no, you're like, yeah. Like, how can I spin this?
I'm going to move on. We can't even make an argument. And I love the Islanders. There's no Islander player. There's anybody on the Red Bulls team? There's nobody on NYCFC. I want to be the voice for the voiceless here.
Emil Forsberg is pretty damn good.
There you go. Is there somebody
they
that should
a big come from behind win against New England last night? Eli Manning. Tipped the horns last night.
Oh, versus New England? Yep, I like that play.
For the Red Bulls at SI Stadium? Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, they scored 5 goals in the second half.
I'm always in favor of any team in New York tweaking a team from Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And bringing Eli out, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. 888-808-1019.
By the way, we have some breaking NFL news. We've been talking a lot of football here. This is from Ian Rappaport. The Steelers and TJ Watt have agreed to terms on a long-term deal to make him the NFL's highest-paid defender. He gets a 3-year, $123 million blockbuster deal and a contract on Mike.
That's crazy. 3 years. Think of how short that is.
108 guaranteed in 3 years.
I know. What was the total? 120?
123.
123.
So 40, 41?
41 a year.
41 a year?
Wow.
He's got $108 million fully guaranteed at signing.
That's a big deal.
Wow. Well,
I mean, that's basically the whole thing.
Yeah, that's gobbling up a lot of cap space. For a team that thinks they're going to compete for a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. But at least they eliminate that distraction. With Aaron Rodgers, you know there's a million distractions. You don't want your best player being unhappy in the camp. And he is Mr. Steeler. Man, that's
no, he definitely is. He's also, I didn't realize that he's 31.
Yeah. But think at the end of this 34-year-old pass rusher, those pass rushers start aging as soon as you get to those 30s real quick. That's why these next couple of years are so important. Man, for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And that's why they're all in.
We were having the other day, 2 days ago, I can't remember when it was. We were talking about, man, why would the Steelers make that move? Because they're going all in.
Yes.
Minka Fitzpatrick, whatever
with
reason.
With the Jalen Ramsey, right?
With the Jalen Ramsey trade, you go all in. Because cornerbacks are more valuable. He's not anymore, but you know what I mean. A guy who could potentially be a shutdown type corner is more valuable than a safety.
I was actually going to tie this into the Giants, and I know Tiki says that the cap is fungible, but they're going to have to pay a lot of these defensive players. Am I wrong here? Do they have enough?
Who, the Giants?
Yeah, they have enough to pay all these guys?
It's going
to
get dicey in probably 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to get very dicey.
That's where they're going to have to start making calls, which is why having a quarterback on a rookie deal is going to help them out for the time being as they figure this out. Michael in Rochester. Michael, what's up?
Hey, Sean and Tiki, thanks for taking my call.
What's up?
I think it's tough to like try to compare athletes in the 3 major sports, but I want to just call to defend Carl Anthony Towns.
Okay, let's hear it.
He's a former number 1 overall pick in the 2015 draft. He's a 5-time All-Star, and he's been the second-best player on 2 different NBA teams that went to the conference finals the last 2 years.
That's true.
So I don't think that his being 5 or 6, I mean, if you want to argue Dexter Lawrence, it should be better. It's a defensive tackle in football compared to a center of basketball.
But, yeah, but I'm trying to grade on the curve because of that.
To me, Carl Anthony Towns is barely rated to be high on that list, in my opinion.
Okay, but Carl Anthony, here's my only pushback. Mike. Good. He makes a good point. Mm-hmm. Only one of those.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
All-Stars was here with the New York Knicks. He's only been here for one season. Yes, he helped them reach a level that they hadn't been at. He's been here for a season.
It's high praise to put him as the fifth best New York athlete right now. It's not a knock on him either. I don't think he should be out of the top 10.
Because he's a great player.
And to his point, look, will Carl Anthony Towns end up, we were playing that Hall of Fame game. Again, the Basketball Hall of Fame, it feels like you make a bunch of All-Star teams, you're going
to
get
in. Because of his ability to shoot the three, and he's likely to go down as one of the greatest shooting big men ever, He's probably making the Hall of Fame.
Yes. And if we're going to argue, and he had that one big game and moment. If you're going to argue playoff success and everything, do I need to remind everybody that the Knicks did lose to the Indiana Pacers with two of these guys that are supposed to be in the top five? Come on.
True.
At what point do any of these Knicks get crit? Last year was the year. We're going to put Carl Anthony Towns fifth on the list. If he was the true Robin, the Jalen Brunson's Batman, they're in the NBA Finals.
Also, what does that set up for as far as a trajectory? Like, Cat's five now. Like, there's only one where to go unless they win, like, a championship.
Great point, Tom.
So, to me, Pete is five. If you want to go, like, Alonzo's in the top five. They got to the NLCS. He's about to break the all-time home run list for the Mets. Come on. How is Pete Alonzo not in the top five?
Well, so I think you set up a
good because they want Soto and Lindor there.
Maybe they didn't want Met bias where it was, Lindor, Soto, Alonzo, three Mets in a row.
But to your point, if you're grading on what kind of algorithm, I would put Dexter Lawrence fifth, not 10th. But if the argument is the playoff argument that guy made for Pete, well, then it's Pete, not Carl Anthony Towns. Like, either way, we end up in a road where Carl Anthony Towns is not the fifth best player in New York.
Right. He might be in the top five eventually in a couple years, but if you're already starting him in the top five after his first year in New York, you're setting him up to drop on the list, if anything.
I need to do a poll. SMY's got to tell me, What is the percentage of everybody's favorite team? I would bet there's more Met and Knick fans there than anything else. That's how we know.
You mean as far as employees at SNY? Yeah. Wow.
What are the pen twirlers in that newsroom? Are they Met and Knick
fans?
Well,
I don't know what the pen twirlers are root for, which teams they root for, but I know our friends who they root for, but I don't know if they even voted on this. This could be the digital side.
So Sal on this, so he's Mets and
Knicks.
Knicks. Oh, that's why. We'll use Sal as the...
Sal is the fabric of SNY's employment.
He is not, but I don't know. He might not be, but whatever.
That's why they didn't ask us to vote. They knew that the list the list they wanted would not have been the list they got.
We're quasi-staff over here. We're on every day, 4 to 6 p.m.
Yes, that's right. Watch us right now. 888-808-1019. All right, we'll continue to break this down. But it's gotten to the point I see on my screen, Jesper Bratt should be in the top 10. Man, it's going to be a fun half hour.
And you know, because I read a lot of the comments on this list, the Buffalo Bills are not a New York team. Can we just stop?
I know.
Josh Allen's not.
No,
can we just stop?
No.
You know how many people are saying Josh Allen? Guys,
no, come on.
They might as well be playing in Canada.
Yeah, no, they are Toronto's team.
Stop it.
They have King Aaron Judge 1, Jalen Brunson 2, Lindor 3, and basically all chaos after that. So we've debated that. We did a lot of Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, and you guys have lit up the phones, 888-808-1019. Chris in Manhattan. Chris, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. I hope you're having a great day. The list is interesting. I mean, some of it might be popularity, how long you've been on the team, how much success, but I guess I would ask this on 2 points.
Mm-hmm.
If Soto was on the Yankees, would he be on the list? Yeah, right?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with Soto there at 4.
Yeah, but the thing is, he's a new member of the team, so I don't know how much people hold on to like who's been there for a while.
But remember,
he's still in New York. He was a New York athlete last year, and he got to the World Series.
That's where it's unique and fits.
Right.
But, guys, I was having a similar discussion last night because that's what we do when there's no baseball on. We have to talk about other things.
Right.
We were just talking about fandom and with all the teams here. I just would love your take on it. Like, I was looking at the teams and trying to figure out, from listening to FAN, what franchises have the most fans across the sports. And my list was, this is what I was throwing out there for you guys to get your take because you all would know better. But I would say Yankees, Knicks, Yankees, Knicks, who did I think was third?
Giants.
Giants, Mets, then I would say Rangers, and then frankly, I don't know after that, but you guys agree with those top?
I think the Knicks...
I think your top three are right.
Yeah. The Yankee fan stuff, so if we're just counting the people with microphones in front of the face, the entire morning show is Met. All four of those guys are Mets. Us on the afternoon, Evan and Tommy are Mets. Me and Tiki are Yankees. Midday, one Met, one Yankee.
Mm-hmm.
And then Keith and Big Mac are Yankee fans. So it's close. I think the Yankees have it by about one.
Right.
So the Mets are right there. But the Knicks, man, BT, Sal, right. Gio, Tommy.
I'm kind of agnostic.
Exactly. McMonagle. It's like sick. Yeah. I mean, the Knicks are right up there. And then the football becomes convoluted in this town because I think football is like... WFAN.
Can Boomer actually be? I mean, he's Jet, but
yeah, I think he leans Jets. You're a Giant, and then look, me and Tommy are Giant fans. But this is what I'm saying. Sal grew up a Falcon fan. Gio grew up a Viking fan. Football is that one sport where you still get a lot of Giants Jets, but it's the one sport where you could differentiate.
Right.
I know I didn't
and
say that. Right.
And Keith is a Cowboy fan.
Keith's a Cowboy fan. Chris is a Giant fan. I'm a Giant. What was crazy?
It's probably Giants, but.
Yeah, and there was,
but not by a lot, and it's all the other ones are random.
And that's what's wild is when our new lineup came out, it kind of got reshuffled, and the Evan and Tiki show was born, and a few months earlier was when Keith had come into play. I remember, people would talk to me about FAN and working on the weekends and saying, there's not a lot of Yankee and Giant fans, which is crazy because the flagship. And now, since then, it's kind of changed. And I think that's, been elevated there. So I think, FAN's at a different place with that. But yeah, I think Yankees, Mets, 1-2, the Knicks right there at 3, and then you probably get the football teams, the Giants and Jets would be most represented. But it was an interesting question. Tommy is, obviously representative of a lot of those teams.
No, Mickey.
I am. Yeah, no, football's where we're the most spread out.
Totally.
For sure.
But my point was WFAN's a microcosm of the country in that way.
With football, 100%.
Of course. Like, everybody knows somebody, a friend group that has a Cowboy fan.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Everybody.
Yep. Dolphin fan.
Dolphin fan.
Random Dolphin fan, 100%.
Steeler. Geo even with the Vikings. Just random Viking
Sal with
fan.
The Falcons is the only one that's like odd to me.
Yeah, I don't know a lot of Falcons.
I don't know random Falcon fans.
I think his fandom came from liking Deion Sanders. That's why I picked the Falcons. I believe that's the backstory to that one.
Yeah, mm. I mean.
Maybe the Dirty Bird dance too.
Yeah, that was cool.
Jamal Anderson.
Anderson, yeah.
They were an easy team to root for.
They
actually.
Were very easy. The kicker was, wasn't it Morton Anderson?
Yes. I get that wrong all the time because he had Morton Aaron Anderson and Gary Anderson in that NFC Championship.
And then Chris Chandler was the quarterback, right? Yep.
I think, I want to say Morton was Viking, Gary was Falcon.
No. I got this wrong.
Wrong syllable.
I got this wrong on the air. Morton had years with the Vikings, but that specific NFC Championship game. Wait, now am I wrong again?
Well, it's Gary Anderson, Vikings. Morton Anderson, Falcons.
So Gary Anderson missed the kick.
He missed the kick, yeah.
Right. Yeah,
right. Morton was also a Giant.
Yes. And I think he made the Pro Bowl that one year with the
Giants. Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, unbelievable. You forget John Carney was a Giant. The Giants had some random kickers.
They did.
In that
and Morton
run.
Played forever, too.
Yeah, he played till he was like 44.
That's ridiculous. Insane. And he actually was. He was good.
He was good. Harrison in Jersey City. Harrison, what's up?
Hey, guys. What's great up? Program today.
Thank you, man.
So, I think we should throw Josh Hart in the list. Why not?
Josh Hart.
I like Josh. I feel like he's such a fan favorite.
Yeah, last year, I think it would have worked, Harrison.
I think if you did a list of the top 10 fan favorites in New York right now, Josh Hart makes it.
He'd be top five for sure.
You're right.
Yeah.
Given that, with Alonzo, I think he's definitely on the list because of his tenure. Like, the longer you've been here, the more synonymous you are with the New York area.
That's a good point.
I feel like Alonzo's like the Met guy. He's the Met with the big bat. You know, that's how, like, I'm a Yankee guy, but that's how I've always looked at Pete, you know, as far as, like, being a Met.
But, I can't disagree with that.
And, dude, so that's, funny.
That would be an interesting list, by the way. The fan favorite list. Because I think it then changes completely. I think it's King Judge, similar to your reason, Harrison, because he's been here forever. Mm-hmm. And then Pete.
No, I think Jalen's still number two in that spot.
Yeah, probably. But Pete is.
Jalen's up there, but Judge.
Pete might become number three.
Pete becomes top five. You know what I mean?
Because
every Met fan wants him, loves him, wants him to see here. It's an interesting thing. We're going to have to do that at some point, Harrison. Appreciate the input. Mm-hmm.
Tell Digital we'll work on that for next Bulls
Talk. Exactly.
All right. Do you have the other question, Harrison?
Yeah, otherwise, you guys totally called me out. I'm the Knicks Yankee Dolphin fan. So I'm totally baseball, basketball, local. Football, I'm always fighting with my Jet fan friend.
Well, you win a lot lately, Harrison.
Can I ask Harrison a quick question?
How the hell does that happen?
Are you more of a Dolphin fan because of Dan Marino or Ace Ventura? Be honest. Or is it another reason?
No, it's funny. I was born in 95. I didn't really know geography that well as a kid. My buddy says because of the color. Like, I just, like, it might have been Madden. Like, I picked a team that wasn't that good.
Oh,
you know, just to make it a little more, maybe it was the colors. Maybe I thought the Dolphin logo was, like, unique compared to the rest of the mascots. Like, whatever it was, it stuck, like, for better or worse. I have not seen good Dolphin football. Like, I watched, like, Jay Theodore, like, when I was a kid. You know?
Long Island's finest.
Yeah, Long Island's finest.
So, Harrison, your tagline here said you wanted to know what teams will make the AFC playoffs. Is that still a question you wanted to ask us?
Yeah, good lead in there, because I'm, like, I want to know who you guys think out of the AFC, like, wins the divisions. But I want to ask, like, do you guys think any extra team gets into the AFC East? Like, you think two or three teams can get in? What's more likely?
Oh, good question. Man. Me and Tiki both think your Dolphins are going to stink, by the way. So.
I mean, it doesn't even matter to that question, because I don't even think it's that. I think it's the North.
Yeah.
Just look at it. Like, the Steelers always make it. Baltimore still has an MVP quarterback, and their team got better this offseason.
Yeah.
And then Cincinnati, who had a down year a year ago, but still were over 500. I think the North might get three again.
Oh, okay. So let's just play this game. I think the Bills are going back. The Chiefs are going back. I think Baltimore's going back.
Yep.
And then I'm forgetting about the South.
The South. The South is a one team. It's a one team.
It's a one team.
Right. Unless Daniel Jones is amazing with the Colts.
Yeah, let's. Oh, God. Nobody needs that. I'm going to make the leap of faith and assume that the Texans are winning that division this year. Jacksonville maybe surprises you.
Sure.
They're sneaky. I think there's vulnerability there, but I'm with you that I don't think two teams are getting there out of the AFC South.
Right. By the way, I was wrong. The North didn't have. They had two. The West had three last year.
Correct. That's what I was going to mention. I totally see what you're saying with the North. I don't know that Cincinnati did enough with that defense.
Well, and they might lose, what's the edge?
Yeah, Hendrickson.
Trey Hendrickson.
Okay? So I have major questions about that. And while Pittsburgh is always there, man,
You're calling it? This is the year it finally doesn't happen for Mike Tomlin?
If I'm making the call on July 17th, I think the Pittsburgh Steelers finally have, and by losing season, I mean 8 wins, 7 wins, something like that, and Rodgers looks really old. I think Denver is very live with Bo Nix and Sean Payton.
Yep.
I think they will be back. And look, say what you want to say. It might be a very unsexy brand. Harbaugh's too good a coach with the Chargers. I think you're getting three teams out of the West again.
You're probably right.
And if
unless Kansas City hasn't fixed their offensive line issues.
Okay.
And teams can now start getting to them with four like the Eagles did.
Yeah.
Because think about it. When you see what the Eagles did to the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl, now your offseason is built solely to do that.
Yeah. Yep.
You still, I mean, Kansas City, look, they got destroyed in the Super Bowl. They still won 15 regular season games.
And a lot of them were ugly. We kept waiting for them to lose those
games. Whatever. They won 15 regular season games. They've hosted how many straight? No, they've been to six straight AFCs. Yeah. They've hosted five of those.
That coach and quarterback combo. That's why you can't count them out. Reed and Mahomes. So I would go with those six. I think the seventh, I think you toss up Cincy. You take Pittsburgh. And I think the Jets could be party crashing.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not making that prediction, and I'll give you one more.
Are you getting two out of the East? That's the question.
Okay, and here's my sneaky July 17th AFC playoff contender.
I hope we're not thinking the same team.
New England.
We are. Oh, God. 100% agree.
Mike Vrabel's the head coach, and the second year of Drake May.
So you could get two out of the East. It's just not going to be the Jets.
You could. Now, my problem with New England is I don't love the roster top to bottom, but I love the head coach. And I think we've all spent all this time talking about Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams. You know, Drake May flashed this year. He's getting a real head coach now.
Mm.
You know, and in a quarterback coach league.
Who is the coordinator?
The offensive coordinator?
Yeah, I'm forgetting that.
Did they bring McDaniels back?
Or no. Did they? No, they didn't.
I don't know. Look that up. They might have.
I think they did, didn't they?
They did.
I was right.
They did.
Yeah. So, interesting.
And I thought
it was still Alex Van Pelt for some reason, but he was obviously with the pass regime. They fired him because he was the first-time play caller, despite being a long-time OC.
That'll sink Jet fans' brains, though, if this year the Pats with Vrabel get right back to the playoffs.
Oh, you know what's happening. I mean, the Jets' trip to Foxborough this year is going to be another one of these 45-0 disasters. I don't think they're winning the division, but I think it's fair to mention the Titans if Cam Ward has a Jaden Daniels type of year.
Sure.
They have to win the division or they get it.
Remember the Titans?
Did I?
You did, unintentionally. You really are in the pun chair.
Wow. I didn't even try on that one. So I think it's just like you become a pun or a dad joke here now.
You got to call or compliment me. Say, you're doing a really good job. I'm not me in that chair. It's crazy. This show is weird, man. 888-808.
You had one yesterday, Sean. Sorry, I'll let you get to the call in a second here. What was the nickname for your hiney?
Tiny Heine.
Sean said, Tiny Heine. I could get behind that. You didn't even need to. I heard it when I was cutting the audio. I'm like, I don't think he meant to say that.
Tiny Heine.
Danny in Centerport. Danny, what's up, man?
What's up, Danny?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good.
Pete, I only bring this up because I don't know if you remember what a nutbag I am. I was on your show all the time, you and BT, and you were always gracious to me and let me go. And I only bring it up because I need you guys to understand the dynamic that you're dealing with here.
Go ahead.
You know, you're talking about being homers, right? That SNY is...
Right.
Yeah.
And this is with all due respect to all three of you guys, but I'm dealing with the three biggest homers that the station has when it comes to the Giants.
Danny,
right?
Can I help it? I mean, they paid my rent for 10 years.
No, you cannot. Okay, but to try to remember my pain here. At 55 years old and a season ticket holder since I'm 7, okay, I have no glory when it comes to the Jets.
Right.
Zero. Okay, I've had maybe four seasons in my life that made me proud, okay? But to listen to you guys tell me at this point that Malik Nabers is a better receiver than Garrett Wilson is absurd.
He was a better receiver last year and played less games. Danny, he's a better receiver.
It doesn't mean we're not taking
a shot.
What are you going to say?
The guy wasn't even on the field for 16 games yet, and you're making him better than Garrett Wilson.
He was better than Garrett Wilson. And I don't think about the quarterback nonsense. Look what Malik Nabers had, Danny, please. Why also, when we have a this guy's better than that guy conversation, does the person who gets, like, feel slighted think that means that we think the other guy stinks?
Right.
I mean,
that's not what we're saying at all.
No, and also, NFL executives because now I went down that quarterback rabbit hole, did the list, ranking the top 10 players at each position. Malik Nabers was the 7th best receiver in football on that list.
Right.
Garrett Wilson was either 10th or not on it. I forgot which one was it.
Garrett Wilson had 100 less yards in two more games.
Come on, man.
Garrett Wilson's never had more yards than Malik Nabers had last year.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It's not a shot.
And he
at
missed
Garrett
two games.
Yes.
Malik Nabers.
And had worse quarterback play.
Right. Who the hell was throwing in the ball?
And I would
I
say
know
this.
The same thing could be said about Garrett Wilson, but Malik Nabers really had some issues.
Also, just
Drew Locke threw him some passes.
To defend Garrett Wilson just a little bit here, Nabers was the one and only real option to throw the football to.
No, that's not true. That is not true. Wandell Robinson was. He was top.
That's
like,
true. He didn't have the yardage, but he had a ton of catches.
But Malik got a lot of targets, though. That's why he had a lot of drops, probably, because he had a lot of targets.
But
I'm just saying, Devontae Adams, that just became a force
feed
at the end of the year.
But he also came 6-7 weeks into the
year.
I'm just trying to.
He got Aaron Rodgers.
And he had a better quarterback that I bet you there were more completions for the Jets all around to go around than the Giants.
True, what I think Tommy's saying is that Garrett Wilson got Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers went to his go-to guys. How many ridiculous targets to Alan Lazard did we see?
True.
Like, dude, why are you throwing it? Like, that's not the right throw.
Right, Garrett was almost
alienated. Right, you're throwing it to him because it's your guy.
Look, we had a couple rocky football seasons there where Jet fans got ahead of themselves with the Aaron Rodgers mania and Giants. Mm-hmm. The Giants stunk, and we all kind of fought like cats and dogs about it. And the Giants and Jets are both in similar positions right now where we both like talent on both rosters. We don't really know what to expect. The quarterback room, you know, the Giants might have an answer. Might. Mm-hmm. Jets, we're waiting to see what's going on here. I hate to break this to any Jet fan that might think we're Giant homers. We had to hear as Giant fans about the Jets' talent the last couple of years.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
And yet the talent keeps resulting in a playoff drought that goes on and on.
I kind of debunked that at the beginning of the year.
You did.
People forget, but I did.
You did, but work with me here.
Go ahead.
Jet fans, you need to come to peace with something. The Giants are allowed to have good players. Just because they haven't had a lot lately, and now it feels
just
like
because they haven't had success.
Success,
right?
But you know, all the talk about the Jets signing Sauce Gardner and Garrett Wilson. We had to hear about their draft classes, and the Giants have had some crappy draft classes. I know it may break some of your hearts that the Giants finally hit on something big in the first round with Malik Nabers. Mm-hmm. Deal with it. It doesn't mean Garrett Wilson stinks. Garrett Wilson's awesome. So what? Who cares? If the Giants have the best receiver in town and the Jets have the second best receiver in town, is that really going to make you cry in your Cheerios?
Yeah, and if they're both in the top 10 of in the NFL,
can't we all
we're
eat?
All good.
Can't we all eat?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Depends on who the quarterback is.
Well, that's true. Ross in Bergen County. Ross, what's
up?
Hey,
Ross.
Tiki, Sean, how you guys doing?
We're good.
What's up, man?
So just really, really quick, just to piggyback off the last thing, I'm Rangers, Mets, Knicks. I'm also Vikings. And Tiki, got a rabbit hole for you. If you go to Gary Anderson's Wikipedia, like the professional career tab,
okay. There's
a lot more similarities between Gary and Morton Anderson besides their last name. It's like five or six things. It's crazy.
Oh, is that right?
Wow.
They're not related, are they?
Stats.
Ross.
No,
Ross, what are you doing on Gary Anderson's Wikipedia tab?
I know. Talk about rabbit holes.
Hey, man, I wasn't alive for 98, thank God. So I had to go down the rabbit hole some past
years. Oh, I got you. I got you.
Make me that old.
I still got a lifetime of misery. I was like 1 year old. Thank God I don't remember that. Yeah. The Stephon Diggs just to get wasted, our teeth kicked in Philly, the list goes on and on. I'll keep you guys in time. But I'll go to the list. And Sean, I heard you preface it before. You name dropped Jesper Bratt. I put the name on the call screen. I told you I'm a Ranger fan. I got no love for the Devils, no love for Bratt himself. I even can't stand that Bratt pack they got online. I can't stand the whole gimmick with that. But the guy is really damn good, man. And
he's
I'm not
good.
Sure he should be on the list.
He's
no
not, he's not I, worthy of the list yet. Good player.
No doubt.
Not
I don't know how many honorable mentions did they have? Because you name drop Panarin, I think, is the one. If anyone got snubbed from the list, it's him.
I think there were four.
I don't know who you'd take off.
Yeah.
Thanks
hold
for the
hold
call
on. Rolls. I'll find it again in a second.
I believe it was Max Fried was an honorable mention. Igor Shesterkin was an honorable mention. Brianna Stewart was an honorable mention.
Edwin Diaz. And Sauce Gardner. So there were five on the honorable mention list.
And I'm fine with that. If you were making a top 15 and all 15 of those were included, I would be fine with that. I really would be.
So that was like 15 names, not one single quarterback on any of the football teams.
Well, that's what we're hoping
to
change
isn't that
here.
Crazy?
It's accurate, but
it just tells
crazy.
You what the issue is in New York.
Yep.
Because what other city has a list of best athletes? They have to have multiple teams, obviously. So it's not just one team. But what other city is not going to have a quarterback?
And we have two shots at it. Yeah.
And I know that a lot of them are obviously, well, they're all new, but my point is even their reputation, like Russell Wilson's reputation didn't even get him in.
No,
the...
but they all said he had to have already played a game here.
Yeah. Okay, so then that really...
No Giant or Jet quarterback was even eligible.
Okay, so to be fair, but that just tells you the turnover and where we're at with the quarterback situation.
No doubt. And I think that if we're being true to ourselves, by 2028, if neither a Jet or Giant quarterback's on the list, we are all going to really hate ourselves and hate the sport of football.
I agree.
I'm giving them 3 years to get a quarterback on that list. I think that's more than fair. All right, we'll continue to take your calls. Plus, a Cinco de 5-0 comes your way. David Wright related. End at 5:30, somewhere around there.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.